Welcome to Awake to Oneness Radio. I am Caroline Cheng, your host. The mission of Awake to Oneness Radio is to inspire the world to awaken to the universal truth of oneness. Science is now teaching us that everything is energy, and that energy is interconnected and interdependent. In essence, that energy is one thing. Now, ancient wisdom and spirituality has been teaching the truth of oneness for eons. And now science has actually caught up. But this isn't even new science. This science of quantum physics is over 100 years old. And basically what it means is that we are all connected. Everything is connected energetically, because what we truly are is energy. And when mankind awakens to the universal truth of oneness, there will be peace on earth. Today's show topic is Arise with Sasha Stone. Welcome, Sasha, to Awake to Oneness Radio.
Thank you, Caroline. Very nice to meet you.
So wonderful to meet you. I just discovered you. I just discovered you about a month or so ago when someone had sent me a link of your live stream with David Icke. And I had David Icke on as a guest several months ago, but I've been following David Icke's work since 2010. And I was so thankful to have him on as my guest. And then I was like, wow, this young guy is cool. Young rocker. And I said, yes, I must invite him on. So please, Sasha, I know you really don't, you're so well known by so many that you don't need to share too much, but please, with those listeners that are not familiar with you, can you please share your journey to awakening and what all the things you're doing now, which is so great for humanity?
I'd really rather launch into the work I'm doing now, because that's the context that matters, and my backstory is a long and convoluted one, and I certainly don't want to trip over myself relating it. But you know, I'm African, white African, born and bred, and lived the first 17 years in Africa, and then had a base in Europe. All of these years subsequent to that, I've lived in Egypt and I've lived in Morocco variously. I spent a lot of time in those parts of the world. And I've had a home here in Southeast Asia for the last 16 or 17 years, where my main base is here in Bali, Indonesia. But I travel a hell of a lot, and I've traveled enormously for about a quarter of 23 years, something like that. And my work has been involved in citizen diplomacy, also working in the multilateral IGO, which is the intergovernmental sector, as a director general connected to the revolting United Nations organization. But that was my attempt at hacking the system. I founded a Humanitat Foundation over 22 years ago, which is an intercultural, interfaith peace foundation. Does a lot of diplomacy work and backroom diplomacy at very high level, sometimes at head of state level. I founded the International Tribunal for Natural Justice in 2015. Which has many judicial commissions of inquiry under its belt, the most recent one being Corona, COVID, and all this fucking pantomime nonsense that's underway right now. But weaponization of the biosphere was the most recent formal judicial commission of inquiry. Prior to that, financial crimes, which is ongoing, incidentally.
Right.
And prior to that, the Human Trafficking and Child Sex Abuse Judicial Commission of Inquiry. Look, that court, International Tribunal, makes its business to investigate where other courts don't give a damn about the living. They prefer to serve the dead, which mm-hmm. is to say corporations, fictions, governments, institutions. So the International Tribunal for Natural Justice is an important element because it speaks to natural justice and the restoration of rule of law. Mm-hmm. And I also am the founder of the New Earth Project, or the New Earth Nation, and the New Earth University, and media are part to pillars of that movement. And that's a planetary social ecological movement that's underway. Our headquarters here, where I'm actually speaking from, in Bali, which is world famous headquarters now, and many, many tens of thousands of people, many, many tens of thousands of people have come here over the years, probably hundreds of thousands actually by now. But it's my life is very quantum and very bohemian. In I don't have any regard for authority, for imposed authority. And that's because since growing up in a war in Africa, I've known authority to be a fiction and to be a diabolical fiction, very connected to the devil and the kingdom of the devil. Mm-hmm. I don't pay attention to governmental authority. They are satanic, luciferic constructs. They serve the dead, not the living. They don't have any power. The Christed human being has all the power in the universe. And I regard myself as a work in progress, as an Adamite, a true son and daughter of God, which is what we all ought to all claim our birthright to being. Yes. And that's where I'm at today, working on multiple initiatives to bring about the absolute deconstruction of governments. Governments are satanic, Luciferian. They do not serve humans. And we need to deconstruct them. They are constructs that issued through the mind, but through a dream spell. We were spellbinded into believing that we needed third-party intervention. So we dreamt up priests and bankers, and they have not served us very well. Or if they have, they've certainly finished serving us, because look around you and what do you see? Right. Billions of human beings muzzling themselves like dogs and turning black into white and white into black and departing their reason, their sanity, and their conscience. Well, that's not the world that I'm dreaming into manifestation.
Oh, so beautifully put, and I resonate so much. I say, especially since March of last year, that the old systems are all collapsing in front of our eyes, and they need to. I speak about how government needs to collapse, because the awakened person doesn't need to be governed. When you're awake and you're a sovereign being, you know who you are. And when we're all awake and living as a community of sovereign beings, you don't need a government, which is govern your mind. You know, so it's like, I am so in alignment to everything. So you said you want to share more of what the initiatives that you are doing right now. Please, I do know, I'm aware of the Lazarus Initiative, which I watched, and Debbie just told me it is now down off of YouTube. I was explaining to her, I have a strike because I had an interview with Dr. Judy last week, and even though I edited it for YouTube, they still took it down and gave me a strike. So we know the censorship is extremely real, but we still are going to keep moving on and getting the truth out there. So,
well, yes. When you're speaking about censorship, let's use the correct terminology. We're talking about Satanism. We're talking about satanic worship. We're talking about creatures in Silicon Valley and in big tech who are devil worshippers. They are Satanists and Luciferians. Some of them screw little babies and drink blood and get involved in black mass rituals. Some of them don't. Some of them are very compartmentalized away from that and are simply functionaries of that satanic element of the so-called deep state. But let's call a cat and a dog a dog. That's what these devils are. Their jobs have been to infiltrate social media and big tech and mainstream media and academia over many generations in order to weaponize all of those institutions against living souls at a given time, to turn against human beings and to prevent any truth and disclosure and any morphogenetic interconnectedness and any upgrade in the ascendancy of humanity. So Silicon Valley, big tech, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all of the social media stuff was a parlor game that was dreamt up by the deep state, given to us as a game to indoctrinate and to trick us into believing we had this whole new dimension of engagement and interaction so that we would become entirely reliant on it. And our characters and our cultural character would even become shaped by that very thing, social media. So that was the pornographicizing and the trivializing of our reality into the most reductive, stupefied, egoistical, luciferic nonsense. The Kardashians being a classic example of that. And I don't wish to take aim at those beautiful girls and their family. I'm just suggesting that they are absurd as a family. They're an absurd collective of human beings who have accomplished absolutely fuck all. So why are we obsessed with this Luciferian idolatry and iconoclasticism? Why are we idolizing trivia and turning that into multi-billion dollar brands? And, you know, it doesn't make any sense at all. It's testament to the fact that we've lost our way as a species. So let's refine ourselves, let's redefine ourselves. But Silicon Valley, mainstream media, academia, all part of a trifecta of evil that was intended to catastrophically fail us at the 11th hour, just on the eve of our ascendancy as a species.
Yes.
So we've come through multiple wars, we've come through multiple cycles of civilization, and we're just moved through the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius, where we are literally impacting universal forces and elemental streams of intelligence and upgrading and coding of light that we've not been with for millennia.
Yes.
And that's resurrecting us. That's the return of the grace of God, so to speak. Yes. And as photonic light impacts this quadrant of the universe, as we are traversing the outer fringe of the Milky Way, as we're moving into this photon band, it is enlightening us from the inside at the atomic, molecular, and cellular level. That's a beautiful thing. So what's happening is this natural, organic, sentient upgrade of humanity, which is connected to all biological systems, and the entire plane of our planet Earth is connected. Yes. One living organism. We are the Christed principle, the principle of salvation and absolution and redemption for the entire 3D universe.
Yes.
Finds its way back to God through us. We are the center of the cross, so to speak.
Yes.
So we are the embodiment of the Christed light and the messianic value of this temporal universe. That's why we're so important. And that's the genetic intervention through vaccination programs and through social cultural engineering and through downgrading of our capacity to own our own divinity, because that way we surrender and abnegate our own life force and become the utility of these demonic realms. So this is an old story.
Yes.
It's just now it's playing out in Technicolor, and we must be very, very cautious and mindful, because this is the time where we can literally move into dissolution altogether if we abnegate or surrender the fabric of our soul. Right now, we're being invited as a species, jointly and severally, each one of us are being invited to surrender ourselves to the mark of the beast. Be clear about that.
Yes, 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 yes. I've been saying since March, last March, 2020, that the masks are the first symbol of the mark of the beast. But I've been saying to people, at least you can take that mark off. When you allow them to inject you, you can't take that off. But I've been saying, yes, it is clearly the mark of the beast, that the mask, wearing that mask. But I love that you mentioned dream, because this is a dream of our creation individually and collectively. And because we are sovereign divine beings of light, each one of us. And when we wake up to that truth, we don't give over our innate power. We are born powerful, and they cannot take it from us. They can only trick us into giving our power away. And they trick us with the propaganda, with the fear, with what they've been doing it for centuries. It's nothing new, but now they're clearly in the room, and anyone with eyes to see can see them clearly for the first time, which actually, so that started in March 2020, they're clearly in the room. You can clearly see them if you have eyes to see and you're not like mind control in the sleep. And all my heart goes out to all those sleeping people, because it's like, I think of them like a sleeping baby. I have nothing but love and compassion for them. And I know they have a higher self, and I know their higher self is orchestrating this reality through them for a reason. So I have no judgment. I have nothing but unconditional love for everyone and everything, because I know it's all a part of Source. Some are asleep to that truth. But when we are awake, that's the thing they don't want. They don't want us to be awake to the truth of who we are. Because once we're awake to the truth of who we are, we stop giving over our innate power. We they can't touch us. I was just saying to Debbie before we started recording that I don't wear a mask, never have, and I get no problems. The last year has been heaven on earth for me, because I'm giving out everything is that energy, unconditional love. Even I'm not wearing on my mask, but I'm getting my energy field surrounded with unconditional love. And I've gotten nothing but unconditional love in return. So people keep telling me I'm lucky. I'm like, not that I'm lucky. You're the same as me. You can do this. Every one of us can do this. Just own, remember who, wake up and remember who you truly are as a sovereign, divine being of light. Nothing can touch you when you awaken to that truth, because, and that's what they don't want. They don't want us to awaken, but enough of us are awake where we are going. Like you said, we are all as humanity rising to a high, because it only takes a tiny bit of light to shine in the darkness. And there's enough of us shining that light, like you, like me. It's amazing. I'm living right now. I'm living heaven on earth, because I know that we have, the light has already won. We just have to walk through it. We still have to go through it. Not saying we're not, we still have to go through the shadows, you know, but the light has already won. That's what's in my heart. So that's what keeps me on top of the world.
Well, I would concur with that sentiment, but I would urge caution that the endless reference to them and they is also a trick, and we need to be very mindful of that. There is no them and they. If we're truly in unified consciousness, we need to transmute and transcend that dualistic element. We need to see beyond the lenses of duality, and we need to recognize that the them and they is only ever the unresolved aspect of me in the now. And that's the heart of most people to grapple with, because we've been very programmed into believing that we need to have an enemy at all times. We need to be able to pit ourselves against the government or the church or the evil baron of the land or whoever or whatever. But actually unified consciousness recognizes that everything is perfect. The geometry of now is perfect in all ways, at every moment in time, actually at every moment in timelessness, because one can only reach enlightenment when you actually transcend the idea of time in your own vector of consciousness. And this is also a seminal part, is how does one move about in a temporal universe, a temporal world, buffeted between this and that? How can one do that and yet suspend one's own consciousness in a state of timelessness? Well, one can do that.
Yes.
And one must do that.
Yes.
And in point of fact, one is required to do it in order to survive what we are moving through. That's the crushing irony, is that each of us are required to move into that transcendent Christed consciousness, which does move beyond time and money and fear. And it simply acknowledges and accedes the fact that we are sons and daughters of God, and that we're limitless in our power, and that we individually are the arbiters and determiners of all outcomes.
Exactly. Yes, I love how you put exactly what I've been sharing for 6 years is, yes, I always say it's not the them versus us mentality. To be awakened to the dark, which is our shadow side. I love the yin yang symbol, because it shows that it's half dark, half shadow, half light. Yes, that's us. All of us is that. And it's not the them versus us mentality. There is only us. So I share with people that if you're really in this them versus us mentality, you haven't gotten to the unity consciousness, because that the 3D matrix is all about separation. Unity consciousness, 5D, the new earth, is all about oneness. It's about unity, that there is no them versus us. There's only us. There's only love. There's unconditional love. See, here in the 3D matrix, we have conditions on all love. Okay, I love you if you agree with me. I love you if you're Republican. I love you if you're Democrat. No, it's all about knowing that other is a sovereign divine being of light and recognizing that other, whether they agree, it's not, it's about unity within diversity. That is what it's like, because we are all 7 billion, 8 billion of us are holographic aspects of all that is, where you're not a drop in the ocean. You're the entire ocean in a drop. Like Rumi said, you're not a piece of God. You're all of God in a drop, each one of us. And we are creating individually and collectively. We are creating our reality. And when you know that, it's, and there is only the now. And in this now moment is perfect, always, always. Yes, 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 yes. I get so excited when I get to have these conversations, you know, weekly with those that are awake, that it's rare, like I said to you in the email, that I get to have those conversations. Because when I try to have these conversations with those just that are asleep, and for me, the term asleep is not, it's not a negative or a judgment. It's just that you haven't awakened to some, and the awakening starts, comes from within. That I know. I can only share what resonates as true for me. And I can't impose it on someone else. And my truth cannot awaken someone else. The awakening happens within your heart and soul. And we all know it when it happens.
Agreed with that. I'm here to answer questions. I'm happy to riff, but I'll take you into strange corridors if I just riff. So fire away at me.
Okay, well, share. You had mentioned it early on. You want to share about your the initiatives that you're working on right now, which I know of the two, the Lazarus initiative and also the upcoming tour. So please share.
Well, they're connected in as much as there is only one conversation left to have amongst humankind, and that's the conversation of how we navigate our own resurrection from the dead, because we are dead as a species. We are all but dead. We're operating at 3-4% of our psycho-intellectual power. Our psycho-emotional bodies are completely ransacked. We behave as abominations. We are infested with bloodlust as a species. We are indentured into war and disease and poverty and usury and idolatry at every turn. We are, in a sense, beyond a third party intervention and redemption. The redemption has to come from ourselves at this time. So there is only one conversation to be had now, and that is the conversation of how we navigate our own resurrection. So to that end, I have spent some time putting together the concept of a Lazarus initiative, which is to spend 1 year, one cycle around the sun with 12 major symposiums, 12 major editions of the Lazarus Journal to also be published alongside the symposiums, bringing together world-leading thought leaders and consciousness pundits and medical scientists and astrophysicists and archaeocosmologists and remarkable people who have achieved remarkable things and have remarkable stories to tell and remarkable things to say, and to bring that collective genius in to a singularity focus, which is how do we redefine ourselves in the now, given the degree of the evil and the totalitarianism that is all around us, threatening to engulf us, threatening to annihilate us. How do we resurrect ourselves from within the realm of that labyrinthine fiction? That's the conversation, that's the initiative, that's the inquiry, that's the mission. And we're going to find that out together. I've got my ideas. They certainly serve me very well. But I'm here to learn every bit as much as I am to share what I know. And I'm lucky in that I have access to the most extraordinary pantheon of gods and goddesses in this world, the most extraordinary minds and hearts and people of innovation and accomplishment. So I'm intending to whore myself absolutely in my own Rolodex to bring in all of these incredible minds and hearts into this unified conversation to triangulate the great travesty of the human condition in order to transmute it into euphoria, because I'm certain in my own mind that this process that we're moving through, this alchemization process, is all about the transmuting of base metal into gold. And it's going to hurt like hell for some of us. For others, it's going to be euphoric and orgasmic. That's also part of the weirdness of the dualistic universe that we live in, and all of the, you know, incredible, complex karmic entanglements that bring all of us into confluence in this time space vector. Yes. It's beautiful. Yes. It's pandemonium. But I sense that the regenesis of humanity will emerge through this pandemonium with absolute alacrity and elegance and finesse. So I'm enjoying the process of starting this conversation. But going on to this tour in America, which is called Arise, the Resurrection Tour. It's a parallel objective with my friend Robert David Steele and former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, we mentioned her, and Sheriff Mack, and Sheriff Mack and Lee Dundas, one of the most brilliant souls in America today, and an attorney and activist and mama, extraordinary human. So the five of us and a number of others are going to be on this tour, growing it from coast to coast. We have 85 cities and towns booked, 111 days on the road, a monster cavalcade traveling with us. Satellite dishes will be broadcasting and live streaming, or at least I will be the whole time. And we'll see what we see. And what I also want to thread into this tour is the symphony of redemption, absolution, forgiveness, which is required not only because it's the only way we can detox ourselves from the stresses, the anxieties, the hate, the cancers, the terror that we carry, the trauma that we carry. But it's necessary because that's how we alchemize ourselves into the next great octave of our expression as spiritual beings. We must absolve and redeem the now, because we must recognize that it is our issue. It's the issue of us. It didn't happen to us. We're not victims of circumstance. Right. We are all covenanted at the soul level into this extraordinary drama. And there's reasons. And just the knowing and the recognition of that interminable perfection of the Alpha and the Omega in the now is what makes it all okay, and then takes us into the vertical ascensionist paradigm, so to speak. So in simple terms, I'm trying to articulate the journey of human ascension intellectually with this initiative and with the tour. Cynthia McKinney and Robert David Steele will be bringing the crucial elements to Middle America of election reform, unrigging the godless election that led to this godless stock puppet show in Capitol Hill currently underway.
Yes.
And the unrigging of central banking and the satanic pedophiles who are running the basement of our paradigm, the parent corporation. Yes. The reformation of the intelligence and military infrastructures, the decommissioning of those elements which are only serving to propagate human trafficking and pedophilia and gun running and drug running, lily pads to all the crimes that are taking place. The US military machine and the intelligence infrastructure have been the utility of these evil sons of bitches operating from behind gated mansions in Tel Aviv and London and Geneva for generations. Yes. America was chosen as the weapon of choice. They want to fleece the beautiful taxpayers of Middle America, subjugate them as plantation slaves in order to conflate a false economy that they could use that quadrillion dollar war chest to perpetrate their psyops and their eugenics programs, which they've done. Great effect. Well, it's reached a terminal point right now. We've seen the jig is up and we're about to take the head off the snake. That's why the Lazarus Initiative, and that's why the Arise Resurrection Tour.
Awesome. Very, very true. And I love what you said. It's about being a teacher and a student. We're all that. We all have something to share and we all have something to learn. So I learned early in my awakening. It's not this or that. That's the dualistic reality, this or that. It's this and that. That's the unity, because it's always both. And yes, I am so, like I said, Spirit hit when I contacted you. Spirit gave me that vision of the tour in January. And it was like, and when Spirit gave me, because I have this higher connection source. I mean, I have a connection with my higher self. I don't claim to be special in any way. I just have a very strong connection with higher self. It's an inner knowing. And when Spirit gave me this inner knowing of this tour, I was like, in January, before I ever heard never heard of Sasha Stone, never heard of Robert Steele. And that was like, I'm like, this is fantastic, but what am I supposed to do with just little old me? What am I supposed to do? Like I said, a few weeks ago, I discovered you, then I discovered Robert. And I'm like, okay, I've got to make a connection because Spirit told me this is directive. You know, this is what you need to be working on. And so I am just, like I said, I honestly, and I've been saying on my show for the past year, I am in heaven because I understand that everything that is happening is necessary, has to happen for us to rise as a humanity, as a species, to a higher level. We need a catalyst. And what's happening now is that catalyst. So I see it as a blessing. What's happening is a blessing for humanity.
Yes. I couldn't agree more with you. And so I'd like to just spend a couple of minutes on an exercise for your audience to deprogram the dystopia where we're at right now, which is in April of 2021, and we're at this extraordinary crossroads, and people are quivering behind hedges and behind their sofas and behind nappies on their face, believing that there's some great big stealth threat out there that's threatening their lives, and causing them to reflex into the most mundane and infantile fear reflexivity, which is so cheap and callous that it causes them to harm their own children and mask their own children and shuffle them along to get vaccinated. This is satanic. This is idolatry gone rogue. This is Saturnian logic, i.e. Satanism, playing out in suburbia without these moronic suburbanites even being aware of it. So if you're one of those parents who masks your children, you are damned. I will say that here, you are damned. Now that you've heard that from me, I hope that that catalyzes something inside of you and that you can turn the tide before dawn tomorrow and retrieve yourself from the realm of the damned. You cannot continue to envision and architect a world that is subject to pure satanic and Luciferian logic issuing through governments and public health administrators who in and of themselves are uninsouled creatures, scarcely terrestrial creatures. You have gone so far off track as a human being that you have abdicated and you have surrendered your own reason, sanity, conscience and consciousness, and eternal shame upon you if you do not turn the corner. Now, lean in and pay close attention to what I'm about to say, because this might help to unfuck your mind. Follow closely. The Chinese biological laboratory in Wuhan is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, which accidentally owns Pfizer, the one the vaccine against the virus, which was accidentally started at the Wuhan Biological Lab and which was accidentally funded by Dr. Fauci, who accidentally promotes the vaccine. GlaxoSmithKline is accidentally managed by the finance division of BlackRock, which accidentally manages the finances of the Open Foundation Company, which is the Soros Foundation, which accidentally manages the French AXA Group. Soros accidentally owns the German company Winterthur, which accidentally built a Chinese laboratory in Wuhan and was bought by the German Allianz, which coincidentally has Vanguard as a shareholder, who coincidentally is a shareholder of BlackRock, which coincidentally controls central banks and manages about a third of global investment capital. Now, BlackRock is also coincidentally a major shareholder of Microsoft, owned by Bill Gates, who coincidentally is a shareholder of Pfizer, which, remember, sells a miracle vaccine, and coincidentally is now the first sponsor of the World Health Organization. Now, you understand how a dead bat sold in a wet market in China has infected the whole planet. If you take the time to investigate, you will notice all of what I've just said is absolutely forensically true.
Yes, you just connected all the dots. Yes. It's so true. Everything you say is so true. And I say that seeing a child, and I see I'm the only one that doesn't wear a mask in my area. I don't get any problems because of this shield of unconditional love. And I know it's an energetic shield. But when I see a child with a mask on, it breaks my heart, because it is child abuse. It's definitely child abuse. It's so unhealthy. Just common sense. You know, I mean, I've heard all of the doctors, but I don't even have to hear the doctors. Common sense tells me cutting off my life breath, my air supply, is not healthy. It's not healthy for me.
Doctors should be outlawed. All doctors should be outlawed. Every single accredited doctor should be outlawed unless they're a healer. Now, a healer, by distinction, follows the codes of nature and follows the dictates of their God-given conscience. So all healers, whether they're an MD or not, should absolutely be permitted. But all doctoring should be null and void and should be made illegal, because they are godless criminals as a franchise and as an enterprise. They are proxies of a global quadrillion-dollar killing machine called pharmaceuticals. The end. That's it. Lawyers themselves should also, and accredited lawyers, should also be null and voided. They should also be made illegal, because criminals, lawyers are essentially criminals. They are thugs, they are liars, they are deceivers, they are manipulators. In the main, they play into the mainframe of the snake of the great serpent, and they are the enablers of injustice. It is because of that echelon of lawyers and advocates and attorneys that we have injustice, and it remains. We no longer have King Solomon's judgment, where reason and rationale reign, and we can see the truth from the fiction. It's now about how much money and coin can you spend on the biggest shyster of a lawyer who's prepared to move against his conscience for you and lie through his teeth and or manipulate the findings, you know. So again, it's just a realm of duplicity and deception. Attorneys and legality, the whole realm is like that. But we find the same thing. Bankers, of course, every banker on earth should not only be outlawed, they should be stripped naked, tarred and feathered and flogged in the market square for the heinous criminal treason that they've conducted, as should 98% of all parliamentarians and councillors operating in the town halls and in the parliaments and in the congresses of the world. They are goddamn satanic shysters. They are the enablers of those who would destroy and defile and desecrate the living sons and daughters of God. Which bit don't you get? Which bit doesn't offend your soul? Why then do you pay taxes to them? Why then do you adulate these sons of bitches and give them any time whatsoever? This is false light authority. This is Luciferianism. Don't have any respect or consideration for imposed authority. Yes. Only revere the wisdom flame, the mm-hmm. sanctity of human relationship, founded in love and compassion, kindness and decency, morality.
Yes.
So you see, we are the ones who are the enablers. We are the ones, our acquiescence and our obedience and our common decency, okay, our common humility, which has now become so endemic. It's like the true virus is obedience.
Yes.
That's the thing that's going to kill. Obedience will kill, not a stealth virus.
Exactly.
Or be it a bioweapon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True. I think of the shot more of the bioweapon than the virus, you know, so-called. Because Dr. Andy Kaufman actually lives close by, and I've become good friends with him, and I followed him, and he talks about how it's never been isolated. So, and Dr. Tom Cowan. And so I've met them both in person. So even if there is a quote unquote virus out there, it's not that deadly. What is deadly though, those shots.
I meet Andy and Tom every week, incidentally.
Yes.
Every
okay. week. Awesome.
And blessed to do so.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm well aware of this game. The vaccines are not vaccines. It's like calling a cat a dog. We really must stop this because it's ourselves dream spelling and spellbinding ourselves. So right. It's not a vaccine, it's a lethal injection. Call it that, or call it a genetic interventionism, call it Lucifer, call it Mark of the Beast, but don't call it a vaccine because it is not, does not comply or comport to being a vaccine under any of the specifications to be a vaccine. So sure. That let's be done with that and stop calling it that, okay? I prefer to call it a lethal injection. So the lethal injection that is not mandatory anywhere in the world, but which we foolishly permission ourselves to believe that we are required to conform to X, Y, or Z. This is the problem. Okay.
Yes.
Again, we're the ones doing it to ourselves.
Yes.
The serpent comes at us and says, you are required to do this. We go, oh, am I? And because we are so naturally bred to roll over and acquiesce to this false light authority, we immediately assume the law of first report. And because we're told that, we repeat it. Our neighbor then repeats it. Our children repeat it. And all of a sudden, we're all dream culture. We're cult programming ourselves.
Yes.
And that's what's so tragic about this is we live in an open prison. We're having tea party in an open prison cell at all times, which
yes.
is insane. And we're plantation slaves, and we're all doing it of our own volition from the moment we're born and from the moment our babes are born, and we make the satanic mistake of registering them to the state or the crown, okay,
yes.
for benefit.
Yes.
Benefit never actually ever arrive, all right?
Very, 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 everything very, very true. We are doing it to ourselves, and hopefully but I do believe since March of 2020, millions have awakened. I do believe that. I believe.
No question about that. And it's happening, I believe, exponentially. But at the same time, we're seeing the bifurcation. So we're seeing people shuffling along, getting their little lethal injection, and they'll be dead before long. And that will have been permissions granted at the soul level and at the temporal level, and they will die. And that's just the way it is. And maybe you'll survive two or three vaccinations, but certainly beyond that, your body's become completely weaponized. And with the glyphosate fluoride and the aluminum, you will start to become a cyborg. You will
start the
zombie apocalypse will be underway, and your body will be the utility of those invisible masters. Because you've granted all the accesses into your human gene sequencing. That's it.
Exactly.
You've given up your own password and your username to your own DNA RNA. You fucking idiot. Excuse my language.
It's okay. You be you. It's okay.
One of those days. It's one of those days.
No. It's all good. It's one of those nights for you. It's day for me. It's okay. I still have
hours of it's nearly midnight. I've got a couple of hours live streaming tonight with David Sarita coming up. So yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, please share with our audience, my audience, how they can get in touch with all of that's going on. They can follow you and get in touch with everything that's going on.
Good
with
luck.
You.
Good luck. I'm being taken down every second. That platform that exists. And I'm thrilled because for a long time I was very, very upset. I was mortified that I wasn't deplatformed. I thought, I can't be doing it too right. Anyway, it all caught up with me in the last 2 months, round about 2 months, and everything started going south. So I'm with my team now building out our own independent television channel, which will not have any connection to the Google Gestapo. And from later this month on, all of our media will be completely secured in our own servers, and we'll be able to get it out there. In the meantime, I'm just building the tour, building the Lazarus Initiative as well, because it's a very undertaking, and enjoying the process, enjoying the process hugely.
Yes. Well, thank you, Sasha. I won't hold you. I know you're so busy, and I just love connecting with you and sharing the truth of what the now moment with all the listeners that come across. And I always say, whoever comes across my show, they're meant to. It's everything is in divine order,
yes,
in divine timing, everything.
Yes, indeed. Always is. And thank you. To answer your question, I think the only place that's safe now is to go to sachastone.com, S-A-C-H-A, stone.com. And I was supposed to be doing weekly journals, but I got so caught up in building this new network and the Lazarus Initiative and the Arise Resurrection Tour that's all landed on me in the last month that I haven't had time to do the journal. But subscribing to sachastone.com means that starting this next week, we'll be sending out weekly, absolute clockwork, weekly newsletters and media links. So people can get access to all of that media. And Caroline, thank you very much. I much appreciate your kindness. And
thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you. Okay. Well, bye for now. Okay. Hi. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Sasha Stone. I did just discover his work about a month and a half ago. And I am so thankful. He's so busy. And so I'm thankful that he had took a few minutes to share with my listeners. I did record a conversation with Dr. Judy last week and was given a strike by YouTube and haven't been able to upload to YouTube since my channel. I do upload to YouTube because I have access to other channels, but I haven't been able to record upload to my channel. But I know that this is also going to be one of those videos. I don't want to lose my YouTube channel. So this is going to be one of those videos that I will just edit the beginning and have a link to the entire conversation on BitChute. So there will be a link below to the entire conversation right in the description. So I am so thankful for his time. And I also want to say that each one of us that is awakened, each one of us on the planet, whether you're awake or not, each one of us has a purpose and a mission. And I can see that Sasha's mission and like David Icke's mission is to connect those dots. They're great. They're connecting all the dots and bringing it all to, okay, this is where all of this leads to, which is great. That's their mission. That's why they're here. David Icke has been sounding the alarm for humanity. I call him the human alarm clock for the last 30 years, connecting the dots. Yeah, and Sasha is also doing the same thing. My focus is to bring everybody back to the oneness, to the unity consciousness that, for me, I do love listening to David and Sasha and the connecting the dots, I do. But my focus is to keep me in high vibration. My focus is always on the oneness, that this is a dream. I love that Sasha spoke about how this is a dream of our own creation. It is a dream of our own creation individually and collectively. And when you awaken to that truth, you actually live in the now moment. and you know that every now moment is a blessing. So remember that. Okay. Thank you for watching. Please connect with me at my website down below. It will be a link. My website is awaketooneness.org. And if you're interested in a mentoring session with me, you can always contact me there. And I am very excited to be working on this U.S. tour, the Arise U.S. tour, helping out Sasha and his team. So I'm excited and all is good in 2021. Almost said 2020. 2021 is already a great year to awaken. Okay. Love you. Peace and love. Namaste for now.